And welcome back to another edition of the Convo We Trust podcast. I'm your host, Sean Thomas, a.k.a. Shawnee on the mic. As always, joined by my two main men, my two co-hosts, Akio and Ross. I'm going to start with Ross today because, Ross, it is your birthday, my friend.
It was your birthday, my friend.
Happy belated, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
How was it? How are you?
Everything's good. I got no complaints.
Somebody told me every birthday after 30, you just tell people that you're like 21 again. So happy 21st.
For me, it works like once I'm like 33, I'm just going for 35. Once I'm 38, I'm just 40. Just call it 40, and I'm going to be 40 for like another 3-4 years.
Well, I know your actual age. You do not look your actual age. So you're 21 again.
I'm making it.
All right, copy that. Akio, speaking of birthdays, Akio, your own is coming up, sir.
Yeah, the special one, the one that matters.
The one that matters is crazy.
I'm joking. Huh?
What day is today?
The 9th.
What day is today?
Cool.
Today's the 9th. All
right. Yeah, the 9th.
Right. Saturday. It's the midsection between you and I. Right. Pause.
Hey, Pause.
How you always find a way?
Sir, how are you doing, sir?
I'm great, bro. I can't complain.
Are you ready for your big day, sir?
I am.
Yo, you've been getting pampered, bruv. Am I seeing what I'm seeing?
You're seeing correct.
You get pampered, bro.
I've seen the gram. Akio got real friends. We all have real friends. Akio got real friends.
Yeah, I do.
Ain't no friends dropping me off shit, talking about open one for the next six weeks.
That was my shorty. That was my girl. That was my friend.
Oh, I thought that was shorty. I mean, no, I thought that was...
First of all, what friend is doing that? His girl is gonna feel some way about whatever. I could have sworn that was her. That's crazy.
No, that's my homegirl. But the person that did that was my actual girl.
That's fire. I'm sorry, Ross. For the nigga that don't be on the gram, he's sure in tune with that shit. He paid attention to that.
But I saw that shit.
So what happened was I wasn't expecting it, to be honest. I went by her house December 1st. And I seen like gifts on the dresser or whatever.
Yeah.
But I ain't think nothing of it because she said she was gonna start shopping for her goddaughter, and then she was like, "You don't see the stuff say open me?" And I'm like, "I didn't know it didn't say open me, Akio. Like the shit just said open me."
Right.
So when I opened it, it was a card and it said, "Basically, I want to show you my appreciation, and I have a gift for you each day of the month. So your birthday's the whole month." So I was like, oh.
Each day of the month?
Yeah.
Every king deserves that kind of treatment.
So, feel me? But, and each gift so far, all the gifts has been very, like, some of them awesome. Very personalized. They're all thoughtful. And I've really been appreciating it. I'm enjoying myself. So, yeah, I love it. Nobody ever did nothing like that for me. So I'm like, that's dope.
So the one you opened today, have you gotten to it yet? Did you?
Of course I opened it today.
Fuck. Immediately. The first thing he wakes his those eyes open.
I love that for you.
Midnight.
He said midnight. Yeah, she gave him Christmas every day for
facts.
A month.
On top of facts. Christmas. My man is a kid again.
That's dope.
That's dope.
I'm enjoying it. Every moment of it.
She put the standard up here. Now you gotta match her energy. That's crazy.
Where's she from, Akio?
I said she's Grenadian. But hold on. So her birthday passed, right? Her birthday was in November. Yeah, yeah. So I took her to the Bahamas and then we end up going to Cancun after.
Right.
And then she was like, "I'm just letting you know you don't do birthdays like me."
Right.
And I'm like, How can you top a double trip? Like,
so, you thought you did something?
She was looking at you like, "That's cute."
She said, "You thought you
she
did
said,
something?"
Like, "That's cute, right?"
Yeah, that was cute. I got like, you, though.
So that's like, cute.
So I'm sitting back and I'm just letting her do her thing and I'm just going with the motions.
You know what,
beautiful.
Brother?
That's beautiful.
Me and Ross know what you've had to endure. Endure is crazy. But you deserve that and more. So whatever else she does, my brother, it'll be a smile on Ross' face and on mine. See how I said Ross and mine? Not me and Ross. Ross and I. You get it?
You
like that?
Ross and
you
I.
Like that?
Good job. You're getting there.
You like that? You like
getting
that?
There.
Roger that.
I
want to
see more
that.
Of that next year.
Yes. All right. Copy that. But no, glad you had a great day. And I know whatever Shorty has planned for you will be great on top of the 31 gifts. So, I'm looking forward to speaking to you after your birthday to tell me what happened and all that jazz. So That's great, man. Look at y'all, Sagittarius, man. Fucking, fucking just doing the damn thing.
Have we recorded since your birthday?
We haven't. We haven't. That's the last time I actually saw y'all was my birthday, Scorpio. But anyway, I really appreciate y'all too. And the other 12 people that came, like,
yeah, I was the 13th.
I told him, I was like, yo, you was a spare on a semi.
Right. And I was the only single person there.
He was the only single person.
I wasn't trying to tell the camera, yo, Rich, a big one after the camera. All right, anyway. Anyway, the 12 plus one, yes. Listen, Ross, I didn't know that
12 plus one.
12 plus one does
not
sound
13.
Crazy.
12 plus one.
12 plus one does sound crazy.
Yeah.
But I blame whoever I blame because you were invited and this other person was not coming with their significant and other. But it just happened to play like that and the list was fluid, you know what I'm saying? But
I'm not mad at it. It was a great time.
A great, great time. I appreciate y'all coming. I appreciate y'all. And you said it, bro. Like, it's funny. Like, me having a dinner every year, that wasn't a plan. It just so happened to be that way. And it's like, it just gets better every year. And shout out to Jonathan, who took us to the rooftop spot after.
That was dope.
And at the end of it all, he's like, oh, yeah, by the way, I paid the bill. Nigga, that bill was bread, bro. A drink was like 18, 19 each. Everybody got like 2-3. That shit was like 3-4 something. And Jonathan paid it, so.
He's doing great.
Yeah, right.
That's
correct.
What we love to see.
Right, so. But nah, man, the birthday was good. Since then, everything's been well. And yeah, man, just glad to see another year. Yo, I'm 35 now. And I was like, yo, I don't like, I feel it, but I don't. I don't know if that, pause. I don't know if that makes sense. I don't know if that makes sense. Like, I woke up that morning, I was like, yo, like, all right, cool. 35 is great and all. And then I was like, damn,
my back hurts. It's when you go and sit down and your back spasms on its own. It's just, muscles just twitching.
I was like, wait, why does my lower back hurt?
I don't feel 35. Like this don't feel right. Twitching by themselves. Okay.
Exactly, man. So, but nah, man. But the number one thing I'm looking forward to in this age for a turn 36 is just more so getting to what I haven't gotten to in my 34 years before that. So just, you know, doing things I haven't done yet, exploring things I haven't done yet, going places I haven't been yet. So hopefully when I look back on 35, I said, all right, I could do those things. And I made a promise to myself, and this is hard as hell, but I promised myself I'm not going to procrastinate.
That's rough.
Yeah, good luck.
I told myself, when you think of something and you know you got to do it, do it. So far, I've been doing straight. I've been doing good. And I feel like I'll be more productive.
Yeah, if we could all stop.
Even if I, even if I may screw up like once or twice, as long as the big word coming, as long as the percentile, you like that one? As long as the percentile is in like the 80-90 range, 80%, 90%, you like that word, bro. You're frightened. I think I'll be straight.
My opinion on that, I feel like that's a great idea, but to make sure that you stay on your path. For one, accountability has to be in effect.
Yes.
And for two, there has to be some type of consequence for when you do procrastinate.
I like that.
But the consequence has to be beneficial towards you.
I like that.
My opinion.
Like that. No, facts. Yeah. I like that, actually.
So the consequence being like going to the gym or something like that, or?
Yeah. And now you're forced to do it.
That's what I'm doing regularly.
But you fucked up, so now you got to.
Yeah, so like, let's say if you do
an off day, just go on the day that I'm supposed to be off.
Because you procrastinated.
Because I procrastinated. Yeah.
So something like that.
I like.
So your work doubles up on you.
This is why Sagittarius are important to me. A Libra would have not thought of that, but a Sag did. So I definitely appreciate y'all, man. So to piggyback that, the idea behind this episode was, you know, like before I met up with y'all that night, I was really taking some time to reflect and some time to do these things. And you know, me and my girl had a conversation
about... My girl and I.
Thank you. It's a new age. My girl and I had a very, very serious conversation about moving in, because we have gone to look places. We've sent each other apartments. It hasn't come yet, but we had like a second, third convo about, you know, who's paying this, who's going to do this, when her daughter comes home from school, who's doing this, And then the expectations, based off the response that I gave her and she gave me, I was expecting a different response than what she gave me, and she was expecting a different response from what I gave her. So one of the things was when it came to paying rent, I was like, yeah.
Split it.
Right. And she looked at me like I was crazy.
She said, no, that's you.
And she looked right. She looked at me like I was crazy. And this is my first go around of living with someone, and the first time it was split. So I'm looking at her like, I'm not paying 17, 15, 16. Are you fucking stupid? And she's looking at me like, you're not getting no ass if you don't pay 15, 16, 17. No, that's 17.
Crazy.
If you don't pay, I'm just like, what the hell? So it was like, you know, just trying to handle the expectations that she's going to have when we do it moving. Her daughter is not going to have of me. I'm going to have of them. But before all of that, expectations that I'm going to have for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like just put her to the side, like just on the procrastination tip, just be like, all right, Sean, look, it's okay if you don't. I mean, I got these things I'm trying to do and these levels I'm trying to reach and shit. But it's like, I want to put myself in a position where I can achieve those things. But I know I have to first put myself in a position where I expect myself to do it first. You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Like, I can't be here talking about, all right, I'm going to go to the gym. Then I don't put on my gym clothes. I don't pack my gym bag. I don't get my water or bottle. Because I'm going to wake up, and if I don't see those things, I'm not going to want to go.
Mm.
I'm going to go to fucking Burger King and call it a fucking day. That's what I'm going to do.
That's complete opposite. Okay. Like, what?
So I'm just trying to put myself in a position where I expect myself to do certain things. And I think once I could master the expectations and the wants and needs of myself, I'll be able to better handle expectations others have of me. You two guys included. Like, y'all expect me to do certain things for this show, and I got to make sure, like, I'm on top of it. Just how the little rift that we had, that was a nigga, the fuck are you doing? Like, get off your fucking high horse and get this shit going. So I wanted to ask y'all about that, like, in terms of, like, not, like, expectations with a partner. Like, how have y'all dealt with that, or how do y'all currently deal with that, no matter how big or small the expectation may be? Like, how is that? How do you handle it day to day, week to week,
month? I don't have expectations.
Okay.
That's how I handle
it. No. Like, from what she may have of you.
That's on her. That's not on me.
No, right.
So, how do you handle it if she has?
So my thing is, I understand where you're coming from, yeah, right? Yeah. So I'm not trying to say.
No, fine.
My thing is, expectations and assumptions is a thin line.
Right.
Right. And your expectations are really built off of your past experiences. Mm-hmm. And then now you're projecting that on someone else when you're not taking this person for who they are. So for me, I learn that person and understand where they're coming from. And then I know how to maneuver when it comes to that. So that's how I kind of navigate it. With them, it's so, like, me and her, we have our riffs here and there. And with her, it's like she built a story already, and that's what she's going off of, and she expects me to handle it this way or that way.
Mm.
And then for me, it's like, well, I don't know. And because I don't know, I ain't trying to do this. And then now I just fucked up even more, and I ain't trying to do this, and I still fuck up. So it's like, I'm trying to understand the situation before I get into it.
Right.
So that's more so how I tackle that, because I don't want to assume, like, how can I say it? Like, I don't want to say, okay, we had an argument, and my assumption is, give her space, let me go take a walk or something. And right. then for me, I just triggered her because she doesn't like that. And she would right. prefer for me to actually sit down and have a conversation or cuddle with her or whatever the case may be.
Right.
So that's what I mean by the thin line between assumptions and expectations.
Before you go, Ross, so on that last point, me and my girl, we had like, my girl and I.
Hot. I'm so fucking proud of you.
I caught it. Yes, yes. My girl and I, we had a little rift. And so remember on one of the last shows, long story short, I was like, me and her, we didn't almost break up, the conversations were being had. Remember when?
Yeah, yeah.
So that whole thing came about because we were talking and I called her daughter into the room and I was like, you want the good news or the bad news? She was like, the bad news. I was like, and before I could even answer, she was like, mommy wants to break up with you. And I'm thinking to myself.
That's what the daughter told you that?
Yes. Yeah,
yeah. Why would the daughter? Go ahead.
I'm getting to it.
Go ahead.
So I'm like, you were in the whole nother room, music loud as hell. How did you know that? So I was like, so I'm looking at my girl, but I'm talking to her kid. I'm like,
the energy.
How do you know this? Like, what did mommy say? And she, of course, she's on like her mom's side, but the daughter was like, she told such and such that, you know, she wanted to leave. And my girl admitted to me that, you know, I don't want to say the reason why she was concerning it. The issue at hand was that she told a friend what was going on. Her daughter was there. Akio and Ross, she did not tell me these things.
Yeah.
So I'm here thinking that I'm boyfriend of the year. Well, clearly I'm not. But I'm thinking that I'm fucking boyfriend of the year and I'm doing a great job. And you having conversations about possibly... you know, leaving me because you're unhappy with these things. So I'm like, why are you telling her and him but not me? They can't fix it. They got their own shit to worry about. So we had a conversation and I was like, listen, going forward, I expect you and I want you, but more so I expect you, if there's anything that's bothering you with us, to tell me first. Or to just tell me.
Yeah, you said, period. You said,
didn't you say they have the monthly check-ins?
It's not monthly. It's more so like if she feels like it needs to be had, it will have it. If I feel like it needs to be had, we have it. So we haven't put like a time frame.
Who has it more?
Her. Well, recently it's been me. In the beginning, it was her.
So this is the thing of like... like loving people the way they need to and not the way you think they need to.
Like, right.
You know, like you think that bringing food every day is important.
I know you had a rough night, but speak up. Yeah.
Petey, like you think that.
There you go. That's crazy. So
you think that like bringing food every day is important. Meanwhile, she's like, that doesn't matter to me at all.
Right.
And you had, and she's more like, if you went and picked up something for her, like a errand or something, or you ran out off the list, or went and picked up the groceries or something like that.
Right.
I could see how that can set up like just bad energy and resentment. And it's like you feel like you're doing stuff, and then it feels, then it's like, yo, you don't appreciate shit I do.
And that's when it's, yeah, and bro, and that's one of the convos that we had. Like, nigga, I was surprised. I'm like, so you felt this way for X amount of time and you haven't said shit, nothing. Meanwhile, still sending me memes about best boyfriend on the world. Meanwhile, we're still having sex.
It could have been a temporary
still feeling. Good for me. It definitely it wasn't. I was like, what? Nigga, what she, the issue stemmed from like late last year, early of this year. And I'm like, and I'm like, you're now bringing this? So you've been, for lack of a better term, you've been unhappy with this part of the relationship since then? And you've now said this to me? But the bigger part was telling a friend, like, that's not cool. Like, Akio and Ross, if me and her have a... Y'all will be amongst the last to know. Because that's how it should be. Hmm. I'm going to tell her first. Like, yo, baby, you feel me? So...
So, let me ask a question.
I have an answer.
If she was to tell you first, would it have then been okay for her to tell her friends?
I can't control who she tells, but you have to tell me.
Okay.
So, like, you know what I'm saying?
I asked that because we do put it out there where it's like, we're in a relationship, it's between me and you. I don't want your friends involved, so forth and so forth.
When it comes to the yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. But when you really sit down and think about it, it's like, yeah, we're in a relationship, but if you're going to tell your friends, make sure you tell the friends that are going to give you the true
amen
things that you need, not the friends that's going to influence you to do something stupid or something other.
And to piggyback that, also tell them, don't just tell them the bad.
Yeah, tell them the good. Like, tell them both sides, you know.
Tell because them both sides, right.
It's sometimes in a relationship, you'll try to get your point across, but that person's not understanding it.
Right.
And now when you bring it up to someone else, it's like they get it, and they might be able to give you a different insight on it to explain it.
Right.
So that's why it's like, yeah, it's okay to tell a friend, but just make sure that it's a mutual, genuine friend that wants the better good for you and not the... You know, that's my opinion behind it.
I've had like friends I've talked to, and they're telling me, you know, they're going through X, X, Y, and Z, and I'm like, why are you staying? Because I'm not hearing any of the good stuff, right? And a lot of times when I ask, like, okay, what do you like about them? I get a whole bunch of
they sound like me.
For you to think,
because it's easier to remember the bad than negative. It is to remember the good. Yeah. Sadly,
and I'm like, you've been here for a while now. You've been dealing with this person. Like, you can't give it off the top of your head. Like, you're giving me this bad. You can't have it in your head. Like, what's the good in the relationship?
Right.
And it's like, at that point, like, it's just you. Like, you got to put the blame on you. You facts. Fuck around and you can't even find the good.
Yeah, and so, like, I'm like, listen, I expect this. Like, listen, like you said, expectations, assumptions, yada, yada.
You just have to have a conversation just to clear that line.
Right, but, like, me and her had a great, like, after that, we had a great talk. Because, listen, I want whoever I'm with to expect certain things from me. I want them to not have, because I feel like depending on what it is, you don't got to worry or stress about certain things. And as a boyfriend, as your man, I want to be like, you know what? I expect Sean to do this. I expect Sean to do that. I expect something as simple as when I'm over there visiting, my girl know she don't even got to touch. Like, if she cooked, the dishes is going to be me. She already knows that. Nigga, after she cooks, she goes and lay down, watch a show. Because she know before I leave, that's going to be done. She know the trash is going to be out. Mm-hmm. So there's certain little expectations like that
you set up.
But that's what I'm saying. You built those expectations. So that's right. What I'm saying. So until those expectations are built, it's an assumption because you didn't speak on it.
No, facts. Right.
So that's what I'm saying.
And if
but I'm not saying.
In her next relationship, then she goes like, you know, she cooks and then the dude doesn't do that. And now she said they're like, I feel like you should do this. Or I expected you to wash the dishes. Why didn't you?
Because like you said, based on.
Yeah,
exactly. So you're not accepting that person. You're just. Not to cut you off, but that's like if my ex go, not even saying this when my exes do it, not when my words twisted.
Who?
But like, let's say if I have an ex and like my ex was to go and she's dealing with somebody else, right? Let's say she's dealing with Ross and then she wants Ross to do the things that I was doing. Mm-hmm. This isn't no Bill DeKeo. This is fucking Ross. So accept Ross for who he is.
Build the fucking DeKeo.
You know what I'm saying? So that's how I look at it. It's like, you can't.
I like that.
That was that relationship. This like is a new relationship.
Word. I like that. That's a fact.
No, facts. What I'm trying to say is not to that extent. Like, yes. No, like, I do these things, and you know what I'm saying? She knows mm-hmm. I'm going to do it. And stuff like that. It's more so just communicate. Because look.
Communication and comprehension.
She'll be mad as hell if I told y'all or told whoever, stuff that was going on, because she gonna be like, and it has happened.
Like you told, she found out something on the podcast,
right? Or something like that, and it's like, well, you know, such and such. She's like, oh, well, you didn't tell me this, and you didn't tell me that. So I'm like, well, you know, so I want her to have expectations of me. I want me to have expectations of her, and I don't think it's bad. I think it's healthy in a way. I think it depends on like how you view it, but I do get what you're trying to say. It's expected of me, but one, it's not guaranteed, and two, it can carry from one girl to the next girl to the next girl to the next to the next girl. It got to be situation based.
And that brings me to another question.
I have an answer.
Do she listen to the podcast?
On and off, yes.
Okay. Past experiences, have those people listened to the podcast?
Yes.
Has it ever came to them that they felt like, being that you are a person that's on a podcast and this is your platform and image, that there's possibilities that your relationship can be discussed on a podcast?
Outstanding a question. With my current girl and, you know, partners before her, I never speak on anything unless I get the green light first.
Okay, so if you get the green light to speak on it, mm-hmm. and you spoke on it and they overheard it, mm-hmm. what was the response and feedback off of that?
The response was mainly positive. I mean, to tell you the truth, they're, what makes them laugh and what gets the conversation going is your response to it, or your response to it. Like, wow, like, you know, Ross said, okay, I agree with Sean, or Keo said, I disagree with Sean, which is often the case. And then we go through like that. But I do get what you're trying to say. Depending on what's happening, they may or may not discuss something, because whether I got the green light or not during the course of the show, it could slip out.
True.
It could, definitely, I'm saying.
No, but it... I asked that question because, and that goes for all of us, to be honest. It's like, because we do have to be mindful of the conversation that we do have, mm-hmm. right? But for them looking in, like, do we feel like it's beneficial to those relationships, or do we feel like it's hurting those relationships? Because there's different ways to look at it. Because I feel like us on the podcast, we create a safe space where we can have these conversations, mm-hmm. and there's not being an issue.
Right.
But for them, they could feel like it's an invasion of privacy. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like, which one is the lesser evil?
That's a fact.
Yeah, I remember when I had the issue with the girl I was dating, where I had
which one?
don't start with me again. the other woman was gonna get flown up, all that.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. So yes. Like she that was. One. You know, I asked her about, can I talk about this on the podcast?
Yeah.
And that day she was with me. I'm like, you want to come with me? She's like, I'm not coming with you to listen to you talk about me.
Is that the one that had showed up to the podcast?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, she didn't listen to the episode. She didn't want to hear it.
It's funny because we recorded right in front of her. I didn't even know that was her we were talking about.
Wow. That's crazy. Yeah. They grew up. Sneaky peeky, my boy.
Sneaky.
At the end of the show, this is...
Right. Like,
I'm like, I hope you wasn't offended.
I was talking shit about you the whole time. That's crazy. I called you a horrible a person. But hey.
But hey, it's my opinion.
You showed up late, by right. the way. That's the only reason why.
My name is Sean.
I did show up late, but okay. Anywho, what is your... When it comes to you.
Yeah, sir. How have you dealt with expectations from our partners?
Whatever expectations that anyone has for me, once they get it out, and I'll be like, well, you never told me that. That's how I'll... Because this definitely happened a couple of times. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, there's no reason for you to think I would have did that. Well, and most times women...
It would really be like that, though, but go ahead.
It would be like that.
Most that's women why I laugh. Will be like, well, I think that's only right.
Or it's common sense.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Yo. Yes. Yes.
And I'm like, this is, see, I have like the logical sense, right? And we break it down. And that doesn't always work, because a lot of people don't work on logic. And it's how they feel at the moment. But more times than not, you know, it'd be like they'll hear the case and it's go, all right, that's what happened. Going forward, let's just, whatever your expectations were, it's going to happen. People are going to have expectations from you, whether it be work, whatever. And you might not live up to it. Or because you did it one time, they expect you to do it multiple times.
Right.
Whenever it comes to anything like that, I always just I do my best to nip it in the bud, because anything I said I will do,
I'm going to do it.
Right. If you, said I was going to do that, don't put that on me.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Hold me accountable for what I said I was going to do. You can't hold me accountable for something I ain't said.
Right. Like that's always how I think of it. And as far as having expectation for other people, I don't do that. Like, I don't want it done me. Don't do it to other people. I don't do it to any woman I'm dating. Oh, I expect you to do this. Let's have a conversation. How do you feel about this? How do you feel about that? Let's learn. Like, a lot of my best friend, she...
His best friend would be a girl. I'm sorry.
Akio, don't start.
Don't say it like best friend.
It was just his birthday, bro. Chill.
You know, she had a fiance or whatever, and... They got to a year, he proposed, and that's when she found out a lot of the information that was essential to becoming the fiance, right? Like a ring. He was like, I'm Muslim, I'm not going to wear a ring. And she's like flabbergasted by that.
Right.
And it's like, wait, you don't follow any of the other rules anywhere else. Why would you then follow it here? And, you know, then he's turning it into... Well, you're trying to go against my religion. And it's like, you're not doing that for
you
real.
You didn't portray the religion.
Right? It's looking real suspect, right?
Right.
But like little conversations like that where she expected he's been cool this entire time on all these other things. And he's doing all these things. Like he would, to his credit, he would cook her, even if he wasn't with her, he would cook her dinner and bring it to her. He wrapped her up. he love bombed the shit out of that woman. And so, like, you
Russ
know,
was like, let me take some notes here.
She absolutely not. Those are not my notes. I'm not doing that. Don't get that in your head.
Yeah.
love bomb my
she
eyes.
Would.
I ain't trying to deal with the crazy after.
She, like, you know, he would buy her jewelry, things like that, and always be thoughtful in her mind, what she thought was thoughtful. And then, you know, lo and behold, it was just more of these things that, it was to get you, it was to reel you in. And then when you get to the gritty of it and you're like, okay, let's really make this a future, they're going to move in. And it's like these things that you thought were going to be expectations because he always did it. Or he just seemed so as good or like a great man that you expected like, oh, these are definitely going to happen. Like, oh yeah, we're going to get matching rings. Meanwhile, he's like, I'm not wearing a ring. I'm not claiming my marriage in that way.
This is more of a question for your best friend, but was he one of those Muslims who have multiple wives? Did she think about that?
No. So like it wasn't like it was ever a thing he was really following, right? Like it's I think it's like you're not
like
supposed
he wasn't
to wear
fasting,
jewelry.
He wasn't like doing the prayers, right. He wasn't.
Okay. And so I think the thing is you're not supposed to wear jewelry, but that doesn't apply to a wedding band. He was just using it as an excuse.
So he was picking and choosing when to say he was switching. That's wild.
But he had at that point, he had already wrapped her up, right? Now she's looking at, she's trying to be considerate in the situation because he's done so much already. It's like, but she's really like, this doesn't make sense. And now I feel like I'm bugging. Am I bugging? Mm-hmm. And I've, like expectations, if you don't have these conversations early, like some things you just have to get to the situation to do it. Early, but something like that could have definitely been like, okay,
I'll make it or break it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. These things definitely should have been thought about before you move in with someone and like try to jump at the broom.
I was gonna circle back. Go ahead first.
No, good.
No, because I'm
moving with someone.
Yeah, it's going right back to you. That's what I said. I was gonna circle back. Yeah, so you said. You made a comment and you was like the rent was $1,760, whatever the case is. So let's say $1,700, and you said that I'm not paying no $1,700 for rent. So now my question to you is, what are the other expenses that she was supposed to cover?
Everything else.
Which is?
Everything else.
And you don't think that everything else is going to come up to $1,700?
No.
Why not?
It's not. It's not.
Have you sat down and went through those numbers?
Yes. Heat, bro, her PSE and Jill, PSE and Jill, what the fuck am I saying? PSE and G bill the other day was like 40-something bucks, bro.
Okay.
Gas her, really is.
Yeah, I don't, yeah, that's gas nothing. Water but,
is her Con Ed bill was
the,
like.
The things that really was add up is
70-something.
Like credit cards.
Credit card. That's what I was thinking. Like, I'm thinking credit cards.
Well, that's
I'm thinking
her personal. Card. I'm thinking gross. Our personal.
Yeah, that, all of that becomes yours.
When you once move you in. Live yeah. with everything
card
is one now.
Card note. And I pay it.
Her card note.
Yes.
So that, I'm saying if you could.
Cell phone. You I pay.
Right. So if, the, so now we're if talking those about, things that are off.
2000
Right. So if those things that are off her, like those are not included in the rent, if you could consider those in it, then everything should be considered, right? So like her credit card, because her car note, there's no reason why you should be paying that if you're doing 50-50.
Correct.
Right? So, yeah, so car note, groceries, credit cards, things like that all need to be taken into consideration. When you go moving in with somebody, the entirety of the math has to be put out.
Correct.
For it to be...
Yeah, because it's not longer just your income, it's y'all income.
Not right, facts.
Exactly.
Facts.
Oh, damn.
But this is why, once I came around to it, I was like, all right, cool. If I'm paying X amount, 14, 15, 16,
then I'm not doing this.
That then either. X amount, right. And I think that's it. Now, don't get me wrong. If there's no fucking cheese in the fridge, I'm going to go buy cheese. Like, I'm saying, nah, like, I'm not going to be that crazy. I'm going to go get some fucking cheese.
I understand it, and I get it. But I think that we look too much on that dollar amount. And the issue is you guys are moving in together. So if you are bringing in, let's say you're bringing in $5,000 a month, right? Mm-hmm. I'm just throwing a number out there. You bring in $5,000 a month. Rent is $1,800.
Yeah, groceries. Want a real life situation?
Huh?
Yeah, want a real life situation?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that. Right, instead of being hypothetical.
So right. My best friend.
Right? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, yeah. This situation is her situation. Mm. So expectations. He told her she didn't have to worry about cooking, right? Sometimes she would even be like, "Yo, you do enough already. I'll cook." And he'll be like, No, I got it, I got it." And push her out the way and be like, "He'll do the cooking." Mm. Right? Then money-wise, he's like, "Don't worry about no bills. I got it." Da da da. She gets pregnant, has the baby. 3-4 months in, he's coming home. She's taking care of the baby, and the attitude is there. And it's like, when she presses him, and they finally talk about it, he goes, "You never cook. You never clean."
Yeah, but that's your fault.
He set up the standards and expectations already. Right. For that, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. But now that the situation is where he has like three master's degrees. He makes great money, works two jobs, did that, telling her that he wants to be able to provide for both of them without having any type of struggle. Both of them being the kid and her. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. And so she's under the expectation that, all right, she just has to take care of her child or their child. And he's gonna take care of all the bills. Mm. Turns around and be like, "Well, I think you should start paying for this." Meanwhile, you told her stop working, and
right.
You've been telling her she don't gotta worry about the cooking, right, and all of that. Right. Like it's these expectations. When it comes to people, can get tricky because they could flip on you.
Not only that, but it also sets people up for failure.
Yes,
I mean that for me. It seems like that was the plan the whole time. Like there's a certain amount of people out here, the narcissists of the world, that will set you up, like get you all into them in their world and have you dependent on them. Like she had her own phone bill. Homie took over the phone bill, right? Now you got to pay your own phone bill after you brought me here. Like I was fine where I was at.
Exactly.
You brought me over here.
So without having a clear cut convo, once it was established,
right? Like,
well,
okay,
he just said, "I got it." He said, "All
right,
cool."
Right, and right. So, and a lot of the time, she was like, "No." But you know, he's pressing.
Right.
And I was like, "All right, cool. You got it. Right. I trust you at this point."
Right.
There was never a median between them because he was always at a high, so. In order for them to be equals, that that playing field was never provided. Because he took everything away and was like, all right, so just live your life, do what you want to do. And for her, it's like, okay, cool, I'm going to do that. Now there's a kid involved and now all these other things. He wasn't getting anything in return, right? And for him now, he's just thinking like, well, where's my appreciation? You know, and then now he's coming up with all these solutions. And it's like, bro, you did that to yourself. She didn't do that to you, you know? And then now, let's say, I don't know if they're still together, but let's say they part now. Her life is in shambles because you took her out the workforce.
I mean, this is what a lot of men do to women.
A lot, yes. That's a fact. I've seen that happen.
Yeah, a time and time again. But that's also women keep falling for this and being the trusting person. Like, independence will never do you wrong.
Never.
Like, always never. This the mentality of, you know, having the man take care of you is all great and fine. But that leaves both of you in a position where one can be fucked.
One can. That's right.
Right. Instead of fucking that situation. No matter what, we could both be fine if we walk away from this. And that, I think, is the optimal thing in any relationship where I'm good on my own. You're good on your own. If we split, we're still good. Not right. If I leave, you can't pay rent.
Because that's now up, and right. Then that created a new cycle because it's like, all right, now as a woman, she has to go find a man that's willing to do the same thing for her.
Right. And then
may now want a man that's doing the same thing because she was like, yeah, I got fucked, but that lifestyle was great. And that way of life was, you know what I'm saying? That's the new way of life. That
the new expectation.
That's the new expectation.
That is the new expectation.
And so, like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, look, like, I'm just, yeah, like you said, nothing wrong with it, but you got to communicate.
It has to make sense.
And it has to make sense.
All the math has to be put up.
Right.
Your bills, her bills, all has to be put up.
And then, right. And then, I mean, in this case, obviously, I took into account your child is a whole bill in itself. Mm-hmm. So you know what I'm saying? So it's like I took that
at that point, there should be a joint account. Majority of the finances should go into the joint account. If anything, you should be doing a percentile. See, I use your word percentile.
I like
you
that.
Should have a percentile of how much goes into your personal, how much goes to her personal, your vacation. Like everything has to be split down where y'all know what are y'all doing, what's covering bills and everything.
I am against joints. And we could get to that another time. But I want my personal, not to put my business and out there, my check is split onto three cards. Mm-hmm. And I have a certain percentage that goes onto each a card. And there's a reason for that. I have joint accounts with myself. So I'm not, because that's how you said people get fucked. I've seen people have joint accounts and one gets fucked. The person, they break up and they don't tell the person, they withdraw X amount of dollars.
Yeah, they already had a plan.
They take
out
money, they already had a plan. Mm-hmm. I got, and this happened because I had all my money in MCU and Chase. Mm-hmm. Akia and Ross, God know this is the truth. In 1 week, Chase and MCU both had a breach and I lost all my money. Mm. I said, fuck that. I'm going to go.
There's insurance on that though.
There is, but yeah,
he got his money back.
You're right.
Oh, I just want to make sure.
It takes Matt, right?
You're big on taking multiple L's, so I just had to make sure you're aware that there's an insurance policy.
How am I big on taking multiple?
Do we have to go back to when you was in the bakery?
Yeah, but that's not multiple L's. I'm not taking multiple L's.
They took your money. They didn't give you a cake, and you bought.
Oh, you mean? Okay. I see what you say.
Stuttered the L.
In that regard,
stuttered the L. Exactly.
I stuttered the L. Right. In that regard, right. I could have cared less about that fucking red velvet cake. I just wanted to fucking. A breeze, but
we're not excusing that, Sean.
No, facts. I should have got my money back. I should have did all those things. I should have left there with something. I'm from around the way, which I definitely was, but I'm saying still. But yeah, so I mean, just communication and all those things. Real quick, so forget about the partners for a second. Okay, Ross, I'll start with you on this one. Have you had to deal with expectations from family?
Oh.
And how have you been able to navigate that?
Yeah, I just say no.
I like that.
I'd be like... So my sister had a wedding. Yeah. But I'd be like, I hadn't spoken to my sister in years. Mm. And everybody was going to go. People came up from my My brother came up from Florida. My other brother came up from North Carolina. All my dad's kids basically went. Mm-hmm. And they were like, yo, you coming? I'm like, no. And now I understand. People think it's a wedding. How could you not go? Everybody, family, we got to show up. We don't even talk. For me, that, like, I don't feel a need to just be popping up just because you're having a wedding. And I don't know nothing about you, your life, or you haven't reached out to be like, hey, what's up? How you doing? And nothing. Like, I don't think it's that important for me to go to your wedding. For me to just pick up and be like, yeah, I'm showing up.
I did the exact same thing, just a little bit differently. So we didn't have a great relationship, so I don't call her my grandmother. So I call her my dad's mom. My dad had an outside kids, and she catered. I'm my dad's first son. Period. And first boy, you look at him like, oh my God, that's great. And she treated other sons and other as if they were whatever. And, you know, she believed my dad when he was lying about my mother and lying about me and all this type of stuff. So,
You were treated illegitimate.
I was treated crazy. And me and my actual brothers treated nuts. My sister the same way. So long story short, before she passed away, I didn't talk to her for years. And I went to collect money from my aunt. Nigga, this is years ago. I went to collect money from my aunt, and she was there. And she called me another name. And I was like, why am I surprised? Like, I did get hurt, but I'm like, why am I surprised? You don't know me. I don't know you, whatever. Akil and Ross, my dad, mom passes away. Okay. Invitations, rest in peace, sorry for your loss, condolences. And I was like, I didn't feel shit. The day of the wake comes, the wake and the repast and all these things. And my mom was like, so after you drop us, you going to park down this street. I've done this parking. And I was like, who said I'm going inside? And she was like, that's your grandmother. I was like, that is the mother of your husband. That lady does not know me. I do not know her. I dropped my brother off, my sister off, my mom off. And I forgot what phone was in at this time, but I was on the phone. I was playing the game. Akiron's, I stood outside the fucking funeral home for like 3 hours. Charged the phone, got some food, came back in the car. My cousin just called me. Yo, the repast downstairs, such and such made the food. Where you at? I'm in the car. When I tell you for the next few weeks, I was fucking slaughtered verbally. Like, how could you do this? That's fucked up. You're this, he and that. You're going to hell. I received it all. And I was like, that lady did not know me. I did not know her. I'm not coming to no church, to no funeral home, and giving fake hugs and fake cries and collecting money. I don't want the fucking money. Give it to her. Give it to the people that she actually gave a fuck about. Because she didn't give a fuck about me. So I don't think you was wrong for not going to your sister's wedding. I don't think I wasn't wrong for going to my grandmother's funeral and her wake. He's going to say that we were both wrong. I already know that's what he's about to say. But I definitely, I see where you're coming from. I see where you're coming from.
I love my role. No, all jokes aside, though, I don't think Ross was wrong. I honestly don't think Ross was wrong. And I only don't think Ross is wrong because that's my sibling. So
yeah,
it's like, if we got a relationship, we got a relationship. If we don't, we don't. Fuck it.
Right.
On your end, I don't think you're wrong. Mm-hmm. Right? But I think it's deeper than that. Mm. I don't think it's
you should have left.
An expectation thing. Yeah, I feel like if you didn't want to be there, you should have just left. But I feel like
I could be
wrong. No, don't get me wrong. I could be wrong, right? But I feel like there was some harbored feelings as opposed to where how you felt towards your grandmother, because you felt like she didn't know you, and it's like, now you want me to pay my respects to a woman who wasn't even, you know, like some type of resentment. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's how it's coming off to me. So I could be wrong. Mm-hmm. Cause me personally, I'm going to drop them off and I'm going to go home. Call me when you're ready and I'm going to come pick you up. I'm not going to parlay around the area or nothing like that.
I had to parlay.
Or talk to anyone that's upstairs or anybody.
Yeah, like I'm not addressing nobody.
If I text me when you're ready.
I had to parlay because everything was in Brooklyn. I live in Queens.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
I wasn't going back to Queens or back to Brooklyn.
I would have found something else to do except for be there. Like,
no, I just stood outside.
I'm not going to parlay.
I didn't stand directly outside. I went down a couple blocks and I was just there on my phone. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying how it could come up. It could come up. Yeah, so it's like, I don't think you're wrong for not going. If you don't, lady don't fuck with me, lady don't fuck with me. Why am I going? Right. You know, and I'm big on that because for me, I'm always expected to be places for people or how can I explain it? For instance, your birthday dinner, right? You could have expected me to be there, but you didn't expect it because you understood how the type of person I am, right?
Of course, yeah.
So
yeah.
I feel like people put that on you and believe that, you know, people put that on you and expect you to show up. And it's like, you don't know how I'm feeling, you know? And if I'm not going to show up as my true self, I'm not coming.
Amen.
And you should respect that.
Amen.
But a lot of people... would say, I'm going to do it, so I think you should do it.
Yeah, but you're going to do it, like, and I appreciate the fact that you do it.
But because they think like that, they can't understand. Like, it's the walking in other people's shoes. Then, like, because so many people think, like, yo, I'd absolutely go to my sister's wedding, that you have to go to your sister's wedding.
Yeah, I don't have to go.
Right. Like, it's like, and it's like,
I see what you're saying.
And then, that, like, break circuits in their brain because it's like, that just doesn't make sense. Why would you do that? And it becomes this way bigger thing than it needs to be. Like, if a person doesn't want to do something, don't just, that's it.
People can't understand when you can't think like them. So it's like, when you think the opposite, it's like, no, if I say you should agree, you should agree. If I say it's wrong, you should say it's wrong. No. But what you're saying, to go back several episodes, it reminds me of,
big word coming.
you can tell, right? The preparation, the building.
Greg and I.
It is Greg
and I. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It reminds me of, like I said, I was assuming that the type of friend I was towards him, he'd be towards me. And it's like, nah, nigga, I'm still your best friend. I'm going to just be best friend in a
different way. Yeah.
A different way. Like, nah, nigga, I still bang with you. I still
sometimes that takes somebody ass to get to.
For you. Yeah. So.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, I just feel like, I literally just had this conversation with my therapist yesterday. I was like, the biggest problem is that people put titles, and with these titles, it comes responsibilities and a job. And if I'm not fulfilling that job, I can't have the title, and it should never be like that. Mm-hmm. Right? And I was like, the only title that sticks is family, because that is blood and that's your relative. But hold on, relax. Yeah, I got you.
I'm not
so, and those titles come because
that looks good, by the way. I'm sorry. Yeah. Good.
That's
Peter
Light. I'm sorry.
Right? Yeah. But it's like, I can't change the title of my mom. I can't change the title of my dad. I can't change the title of my uncle, brother, sister, cousin, aunt. Mm-hmm. But I can change my relationship with you.
Of course.
Right? Just because that's your title. Okay, cool. Yeah, that's who you are, but that don't hold no weight here. You know what I'm saying? It's like, but I can go and say, well, Sean's my brother. Yeah, you can't tell me Sean's not my brother.
Right.
Because Sean came with the weight that follows that Sean's my brother. Mm-hmm. I could say Ross is my cousin. And I'm like, you can't tell me Ross isn't my cousin, because Ross followed the weight that comes with my cousin. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm just throwing out titles.
No,
just to explain, right? Mm-hmm. So for me, it's like, I don't have expectations behind none of them. I have birthday events all the time. How often do you see a group of people with me? It's not that often. How often did you see me with my sisters or my brothers or all of them for that matter to do something? It's not all the time. Mm-hmm. Do that mean I should have resentment towards my siblings because they don't show up for me? No. But how many weddings have you seen me in? How many places or whatever the case may be? It doesn't matter.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And if people feel like, okay, well, I did this for you, you should do that for me. No. No. I'm in a different space. They're in a different space. It should never be like that.
Doing things with an expectation of a return is...
That's whack.
Yeah. That's whack. Always...
But people are like that.
Yeah, that's, and I feel like anything done where you're expecting something in return isn't done in honesty. It's done in genuine,
or at least communicate about it. At least be and like, hey, listen, I'm the type of person. Yeah, because
quid pro quo, like
reciprocation is very important to me. At least have that talking. I
mean, people be like, yo, you owe me something.
get what I'm saying?
And then I'm leaving here with something.
I'm like, my biggest thing is like, people only want to be included in things because they feel like there's a hype behind it or they have their personal intention, you know? And for me, I don't care for that. If you're not going to show up as your truest self in representation of one person, don't show up.
That's a fact.
So if me and you don't have a relationship, I'm not coming to your fucking wedding. Like, and there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Same thing.
Yeah, like I don't have any type of resentment towards my sister. I don't feel any kind of anger, hate, nothing. My sister, I love her for who she is when we had a relationship. But that was so many years ago. We haven't had a relationship since.
Right.
And so who you are now, I don't know who that person is. And,
facts.
You know, what's happening in your life now is great for you. I don't want to show up, so I'm not showing up.
And that should be period.
Enough. And that's right.
Story.
Like
should be enough.
My dad tried to press me.
I figured it was
a while after, because they was having a party in the back and I ain't come out and I ain't do nothing with nobody. And I'm like, and he's like, yo, you don't think that's a little crazy? Wild? First of all, this is how you raised me, motherfucker. Can we start with that?
Right.
It's like, like my brother hit me up one time and he was like, yo, you got a podcast. You ain't say nothing to nobody. He's like, yo, you be moving wild. I'm like, first of all, this is how your mother raised me. Stop.
Yeah. This is how your mother
raised me. But even that, it's like, even with the podcast thing. So people are like, oh, I never knew you did this. So I never, my sister, for instance, oh, I didn't know you was doing that. I didn't know you was doing this. I'm like, there's a lot of things you don't know about me. There's a lot of things you'll never know about me. Right,
right.
And
you don't have to know, right?
Yeah, you know, and it's like, I don't have nothing against my sister. It's just, we don't talk like that. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Like, and when I have many sisters, so I could talk about whoever I want. But anyway, right. So my thing is like, you know, we don't talk as often like that for me to tell you what's going on in my life or whatever the case may be, right? And on top of that, I don't expect you to listen, nor do I expect you to support, right. Nor do I expect my friends or other family members to listen and support. But if you do, it's greatly appreciated.
Right.
And so statistics show. Yeah, it's noted. You get it? Because statistics show it's the outside forces that support more than the people in the inside.
And moreover, it has to be the people outside to support. That's the only way you're going to get nowhere. If only the people around you, you're not really getting
nowhere. You're not really getting nowhere, exactly. Right?
Like, you don't have to convince the people close to you. You have to convince the people outside of you.
They don't know
you. Like, right. That's why I don't understand the whole, you know, like, oh, my mom didn't do this, my brother didn't do that. You looking at these people like, yo, can you, why you ain't buy my album yet? Why you ain't buy my book yet? Like, they're not the people you need to sell to.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, that's a whole thing.
They know what you're doing.
Right. Like, but it's looked at so like, oh, they not supporting me and I'm not going to support them. I can understand the mindset, but they're not the ones you're supposed to be selling to, bro.
The demographic.
That's, right. They're not making and breaking your success. Don't try to put that on them.
Exactly.
Amen. That's fucking exactly. Well said. With me, with my fam, real quick is, so my mom has this thing where, like, she works every other a weekend. So she's off one weekend, work, off work, yada, yada. So the weekend that she's off, she goes by the family house and with my grandmother and uncle, aunt, whatever, Sunday dinner, whatever. Long story short, when we lived in Brooklyn, and my dad was still here. My dad would come, drive from Brooklyn to Queens, get us, bring us home. That was the expectation. Okay, boom. My dad dies now. My mom moves to Queens. My mom don't live too far from the family house. So now, of course, me and our brother, we've picked up the slack of, you know, we did pick up the slack after my dad died, you know, saying of taking her place, taking her home, but yada, yada, yada. But now, my mom, and we actually had another conversation about this last night, was I'm 35 now. Back then, I was a teenager. I was
at this
early
big age.
20s. At this big age, my mom still has the expectation that me or my brother will pick her up and take her places. Mm. And that's not the
like y'all don't have a life.
That's the thing. My mom, it's like she's like oblivious to the fact of like maybe Sean and Brent have,
might be doing something.
Maybe busy. They may have something going on. And then when my brother or I, is that right? Mm-hmm. My brother or
that sounded off.
That's good. Yeah. It did sound off. But when one
you
of
put
us
too much thought behind it, that's
I
right.
definitely did. But when me or him can't do it, it's like she won't say something to make us feel bad right then and there, but she'll like in a sideways motion, she'd be like, oh, well, you know, I guess I got to walk home, or I guess I got to. And it's like, it's it angers me because it's right. It's like,
you ain't even give us, right? You ain't make a plan with me. I'm exactly. Just drop everything.
We ain't made no plans. What are you talking about?
Yo, I remember with, not my last ex, my ex before her, she lived in the Bronx. I be traveling for fucking
yeah, we know.
Our girlfriends. This should make no fucking sense.
All your relationships, long distance relationships.
Long distance, like, great. Nigga, it's not long.
Out of state.
It's a mini distance.
Out of state.
Well, this one is out of state.
Out of state.
It's a mini distance. It's fucking
Bronx
mini.
Bronx is out of state.
That's crazy. Yeah. Bro, I never forget, my mom had a holiday party around this time that year, bro. And I was, and my ex, yo, she was horny as hell. She like, hurry up and drop your mom. I want to fuck the shit out of you. I'm like, all right, whatever. Drop my mom off, drive all the way to the Bronx. FDR and the swiggle swaggle, swiggle swaggle. I get there. Raw, secure, we fuck like rabbits. I'm talking about dread. She was pulling my dreads. What position that was, I don't fucking know. But she was pulling my fucking dreads. Crazy type shit. So I'm thinking my mom going to take an Uber home. She going to get a fucking ride home. My mom calls me like, hey, I'm ready to go. I'm like, okay, cool. You want me to call the Uber? You getting a ride? Oh, nobody here to give me a ride. I'm like, all right, tell me the address again. I'll put you in the cab. Keo and Ross. At my mom, big age, she says, I don't trust Ubers this time of night.
She wanted you to stop what she was doing.
And my girl at the time heard it, and she was like her whole face just like went.
I see where this is going.
Right. And I was like, Ma, it's okay. It's only like a 15, 20 minute drive. No, here she goes again. No, but if something happens, rah, 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 rah. So here I am in the fucking Bronx with no pants on, feeling guilty as hell. I'm just like,
She was waiting to wait that long ass time for you to get. Nah, bro.
Yes. Right. Nah. Like the Uber would have been there. You want me to pick up, go all the way over there to get. You would have been home by the time I get there.
I love my mother, but to this day, she feel like that.
You know,
she feel like that.
The only reason, the only reasoning that you could give them that would work is you at work.
Dead ass.
That's it. That's the only one.
Bro, so absurd.
If you ain't at work, it's like, yo, mom, I'm at work right now. Then they're like,
so,
right.
So what I did is,
Okay. So bro, so I dead left the Bronx. My girl was pissed off.
Oh.
And I drove to the Bronx.
I mean, y'all already got y'all nuts. Goddamn.
Yeah, but that wasn't the plan. That was not her plan. My girl had plans.
That's rough.
And dropped her. And I texted her like, hey, I dropped her off. And I got no response because she went to sleep. And I was just like, that was the pivot where I was like, you know what?
Can't do this again.
I can't be doing this. And even now, I'll be waking up at like 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning to take her to work. No, to drop off at the train. And I can't go back to bed. Yesterday.
Yeah.
Woke up at 5:30 in the morning, take her to the train.
And the sleep don't take you again.
And I stayed up until I had to go to work. And I'm like, Ma, I've been up for 14 hours.
Yeah.
And the only reason is because you want me to take you a mile and a half down the road. Do you understand how that makes me feel?
So what I did is, most of the time my Uber app is really used for my mom. Like, it's usually not me. So like, if I'm available, yeah, I'll take you. No problem. But what I'll do is I set the security feature where you can have a pin, and I'll give her the pin so she knows such and such. And I'll just track it to see where she's at.
Right, at least
I know.
Right.
You know, but I'm not leaving the Bronx. First of all, I'm not going to the Bronx. But I'm not leaving the Bronx.
If you are, you're not leaving.
To come all the way back to give a ride like that. But
that was the thing. I was like, I'm not.
Yeah.
I was upset, bro.
I think for me, my lesson when it came to expectations, I think I learned that off my dad, to be honest. Like, expecting him to show up places, or expect him to do certain things and stuff like that.
He knocked that shit out of you.
And then, I think that disappointment was like, I don't expect shit from nobody. You feel me?
Right.
It's like,
it's the best way to be.
I just gotta learn the type of person you are and what you do. Yeah, and then this is how I know how you're gonna show up early. Or not. That's you feel me? And then not only that, but it's like, now if you set an expectation, I'm holding you to it because you said you're gonna do this. I didn't ask you to do it. So now if you say this is what you're gonna do and you ain't show up on that,
it's a quick way to see what people are really about.
Yeah,
it's a fact. Ross, any final thoughts on this? episode, sir.
The U.S. government is ass. That's about it.
So it's not a expectation. It's a fact.
It's a fact.
That according to Rawls, the U.S. government is ass.
The U.S. government is trash. Disgusting.
I appreciate that final take, sir. Mm-hmm. Akio, any final thoughts on this?
How much time we got?
Seconds.
Yeah. You could save it for the second show.
Nah, I had an ethical question for you, but I'm gonna hold on to it.
On to the second one?
Yeah, I'm gonna hold on to it. Other than that, I ain't got nothing.
You sure?
Positive.
Sure.
Positive. I'm gonna hit the next episode. I'm gonna hit the ethical question in the beginning.
I like that.
Get the mind going.
It gets the people going. Exactly. All right, so for Keo and for Ross, this is your host, Sean Thomas, a.k.a. Shorty the Mike, signing off. Peace.
Deuces.